Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, a kind voice in the e-commerce wilderness. Now, here's Griff. Kind
voice. Well, this segment is, this open phone segment, that is brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing listings right from your desktop. We'll give you a penny for your thoughts when you put in your 2 cents worth toll-free at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. And, oh, look.
And the secret word is, like, perfect for our show.
Yo, I think it's
a good thing. It's a good thing it's not. It's a good thing we don't have that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Exactly. So our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And if you can't reach us for some reason, you can click on the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Yeah. And we get email while we're on the air, like one person did from Bronx, New York.
Oh, the Bronx.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Name is Golson, but on eBay known as mom_EE.
Okay.
Hi, Griffin Lee.
Yes.
My question is regarding shipping perfume.
Okay.
I am working now, can't call in. Just listed a 1.7-ounce perfume and listed it shipping padded flat rate priority. Mm. I've read different responses as to how to ship it, and they all state it has to go ground, which I confirmed by calling USPS. Does priority always go by air, or can it go by ground? He's got a few questions, so answer that one first.
Right. So priority doesn't always go by air. If you're selling, if it's within your general area. So, for example, I'm in San Jose. If I'm going to ship something priority to, say, the North Bay, it's not going to go by air. It's going to go by ground. But you don't know that. So USPS, like many carriers, makes blanket restrictions based on class of service.
She says the person on the phone said as long as it has a sticker stating ground, then she can ship it out USPS first class or priority, but that it will take longer.
Well, I didn't know that.
Due to it going by ground.
Right. So I wouldn't want to advise you to do anything that is against the carrier's rules and regulations. I do know that many people will ship fragrance, at least domestically, through first class or priority, and just don't worry about it. So, you make your own decision. I can't advise you to go against the rules of a carrier knowingly. You could suffer the consequences, which in this case could be your item never gets delivered. Not that they're going to come after you. So it's up to you to make that choice. Personally, I ship my items, and I ship them domestically, my fragrance. I don't ship internationally anymore for fragrance. But, you have to do what you need to do.
So
but I'm certainly not going to tell you that you should or advise you to break regulations.
Exactly. So the final question that he has or she has is, can I bring in the package with the eBay prepaid shipping label with priority mail and just inform them that it contains perfume, or do I have to buy the postage at the post office and let them choose the form of transportation? I'm confused, and I don't want to disappoint the buyer by mailing with a slower service when I listed it priority. I know that Griff also sells perfume.
If you listed it priority, ship it priority. Don't ask me again.
Got it.
You're asking me to advise you to break the rules, and I'm not going to do that on the air. I'm just not going to. The rules are clear for all of the carriers and for USPS. The only workaround is you could... There is a permit process where you can get a permit to ship some of the items that otherwise would be restricted from certain classes of service, and you would need to pursue that on your own. But for now, if you promise to ship that priority, you should always meet your promise. I can tell if you go into the post office and tell them you're mailing fragrance, you're going to get a huge hassle. You're going to get an enormous hassle. So, it's your choice, but you can't ask me on the air to tell you to break the rules. I'm not going to do that. But I am going to tell you that you should honor the promise that you made to your buyer. How's that? How's that for double talk?
I thought it was very good. And
I'm a good double talker.
We all got the drift, big boy.
I think so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ron from Birmingham, Alabama is back with us, Oilerman 21. Hey, Ron, what's your question or comment?
Lee, I think I've got the secret word.
Oh, good for you.
Would that be, I think this would be the first time he's ever called.
Yeah, or the secret word. What is it?
No, it's been over a year since I called on the secret word.
Well, I don't remember that far back, so it's the first time for us.
Yeah, it's oligoxiaphobia.
That's absolutely correct. And I got it, Ron, before you tell me anything. I have to tell you that I'm deathly scared of your opinion on this word.
I was about to say that Lee and Griff do not have oligoxophobia, a morbid fear of other people's opinion.
That's what it is, a fear of other people's opinions. Great word today. So
very
what did Ron win, Griff?
So Ron won an over-the-shoulder eBay bag.
Oh, wow. Terrific.
That you can carry with you to events like eBay Open.
Okay.
What are the dates?
Coming up.
The dates are in July. What are the dates?
I believe it's the same days of the week and the last weekend in July. The last week in July, just like last time. I don't know that for absolutely
usually starts on a Tuesday.
Yeah, but I do believe it's the last week in July.
Okay. And they mentioned it at the event, so I'll have to look it
up. Yeah, Katie actually brought it up.
It's probably somewhere. I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I last talk with the folks who were involved with the event told me that they hope to have registration and information all up earlier this year than they did last year.
Including the hotel, right?
Yes.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's not good when it's late. Ron, thank you.
Thanks, Ron, and enjoy your bag. You have to send an email to me at griff@ebay.com with your shipping address.
Gotcha. We'll do it.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks,
I'm so glad he won the bag. That's fantastic.
You know, when you hear the duck quack, that's your cue to be the first caller with the secret word.
Absolutely.
And the winner gets an exclusive eBay-branded prize personally selected by Griff. And if you want to find the secret word, you go to ebayradio.com and click on the second discussion post thread. That's right next to the little orange radio avatar. It will have the word newsletter and its title all in caps. And in today's newsletter and in each week's newsletter, in fact, we send it twice.
Yes, we do.
Somewhere in it, you'll find today's secret word. We only do the secret word on Tuesday. You'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe so you can receive that newsletter twice a week right in your very own inbox. Just click the second discussion post at ebayradio.com with newsletter in its title next to the little orange radio. Yeah, we've had that for a long time. Once you get there. And the word is one that you would never use in a million years. It's got to stick out like a sore thumb.
That's why it's secret.
In the newsletter. And that's why we call it the secret word.
We could also, instead of calling it secret, you could start using it, and then we'll call it the pretentious word of the week.
Yes, it could be.
Yeah, it could be the pretentious word.
It could be the pretentious word. So you're a fan of Saturday Night Live, right?
Well, yes, I am.
Absolutely. Yeah. We all
since the beginning. How many years now? 76? It's 75 it started?
Me too. Yeah. Love the show.
40 plus years.
We get old and the show doesn't seem to, although, I guess I miss the early ones too, though. You know, Gilda and all the rest of them.
Well,
the heyday, you know.
I wonder if there's any SNL collectors out there.
There are, and let me give you a number of an item.
Oh.
2020.
Wait a minute. 2020. Mm-hmm. Like my vision.
8061.
That's my real vision.
And 2377, which is what it's going to be soon.
My vision?
As you get older.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I can't see or hear you.
Now, this is for Saturday Night Live fans. This is fantastic.
So, wow.
Two tickets to Saturday Night Live, dress rehearsal.
And
in New York City.
Yeah.
In New York City.
In New York City.
100% of the sales go to Oak Knoll Montessori School. So that's a good thing Saturday Night Live is doing.
Yeah, that's cool.
For that school. So what you do, Griff, is you'll get to, you'll go to the rehearsal.
Right.
It takes place prior to the live show and includes a full production, live studio audience, and contains more sketches. audience reaction determines what goes live. I did not know that.
Oh, I've been to several rehearsals and several live broadcasts in the late 80s of Saturday Night Live, and it is telling. They're working like dogs, doing rewrites, cuts, additions, and you can, I think that the rehearsals are more fun than the live broadcast, to be honest with you, because you see stuff, you're going to see and hear stuff that is never going to be live. They're going to cut it, and you might actually enjoy it. I always did. And there's a kind of a, because they know it's a rehearsal in between stuff, there's a little bit more sort of like relaxed banter with the cast.
And that's why you always see them looking at cue cards, because they do not have time to learn the lines.
That's right. So this is a great, this is for Auction Cause. And, all the, like the charities that go to the Oak Knoll.
It's valid for two people.
It's 100% Oak Knoll Montessori School, so that's a nonprofit. And you can use it anytime in the 2017-2018 season.
Reservations required at least 3 weeks prior to desired rehearsal.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So this is a great thing.
Isn't
so the current
cool?
bid, there are 39 bids, and it's up to $1,531. Got to pay your way to New York and your lodging and everything.
Well, you could make it into a big trip. You could try to get Hamilton tickets and, you know, see a show and, you know, be great fun.
And speaking of charity, remember we spoke with Eric Gazin from Auction Cause last week?
Yeah, just
and
last
he
week.
Talked about that one-of-a-kind notorious sneaker, the Air Jordan 1
yes,
sneaker, Nike. It is now up for auction on eBay.
How much is it up to?
Opening bid is $50,000.
Yikes!
So I don't know what it's up to yet, but...
Oh, there it is, $50,000.
Oh.
Wow, it's a 1984 prototype. Never made it to...
Yep.
To production, I guess. This open phone segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Our lines are open again, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio!
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish, with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 430.
On eBay, it's not just what you're listing, it's how you're listing. Stephanie Franz is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Everything Vintage Steph. And she has this tip on where to start.
Lead with the brand name. For example, land and maybe a brand name, and followed by the type of item, and then followed by the item specifics that stand out the most. So it's not that it will get any higher in search or anything, but it's what people see, especially on mobile. You only see part of the title sometimes. So if it says Lands End size 10 women's knit sweater, that might be all I need to see.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that delivers reach and velocity. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. You can drop a digital dime on us. We'd love it. At 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's number 888-723-4630.
With a healthy holiday online shopping period expected?
Yes.
Shipping carriers say they're ready. Phew. Not that I thought they weren't.
They up their staffing. They extend mm-hmm. their hours. They increase their logistic operation capacity. They do a lot.
Sure they do. FedEx, UPS, yeah. U.S. Postal Service, all predicting package volume growth this holiday season. And FedEx said it expects volume for the total season to be 380 to 400 million packages. That's just FedEx.
That's more than one package per person.
UPS said it expects to deliver more than 750 million packages globally in the 25 days between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve. That's 5% more than last year.
Wow.
Of the 21 holiday delivery days before December 25th, 17 are expected to exceed 30 million delivered packages.
So here's the good news. When companies have these projections, they're just not doing that to impress you. They're also obviously going to plan to meet the service levels for those. So that, like I said, they'll be staffing up, increasing hours, increasing operations, all to make sure that they can satisfy that increase in customers and packages that are coming.
You want to send next year's also this year and the year after. Just send all your gifts, because effective December 24th, the rates for UPS Ground, UPS Air, and international services, as well as UPS Air Freight rates within and between the U.S. and Canada and Puerto Rico, will increase an average net 4.9%.
That's amazing.
In addition, the large package surcharge will apply to any U.S. domestic package with a length exceeding 96 inches or length plus girth greater than 130 inches. The dimensional weight divisor for packages less than or equal to 1 cubic foot in size will be 139 for all U.S. domestic services subject to daily rates or Alaska and Hawaii rates. You guys need to look all this up and know.
Yeah, you have to know this. It's important.
FedEx is going to raise its rates on January 1st.
Yeah.
So UPS is implementing surcharges for shipments during the holiday season, as is FedEx, and they're going to raise their rates on January 1st.
There you go.
So just send all your gifts for the next 5 years all in one package. Boy, that's not beige shopping.
No. I so understand that beige shopping thing.
I do, too. It's so much easier, though, to ask, what do you want this year? And you know what we do as a family? A lot of times we chip in as a family for, like, for instance, 1 year we got Elisa a new phone.
Yeah.
And we chipped in for her new iPhone, or watch. It was an iPhone watch. That's
what the iWatch, yes.
Exactly. So we all chipped in for it, and sometimes we do that for each other, too.
Sure.
But,
yeah.
Well, we're going to go to the phones. Jessica in Garfield, New Jersey. She is known on eBay as the Busy Bag Lady. Jessica, welcome to the program. What's your question or comment?
Hi, thanks. I had an order placed yesterday, and it's going to France. So I printed up the shipping label last night, but France should be one of them that is included with the Delcon International Electronic Delivery Confirmation thing that you get. Usually that's included free to certain countries. So I I'm set up to only send to countries that are included with that service. But when I was trying to print it up last night, I noticed that there was not a number and it didn't say that it was included. So I refreshed, I X'd out, I tried to do it a few times, and nothing happened. So I thought, well, maybe I'm just not seeing it on the quote here. I'll print out the label and it didn't, there was no EDS there. So I called customer service last night and they said, yeah, maybe, maybe it's a glitch. It took a few people, but they were very helpful. and they're looking into it, but I really have to get it out by today.
Yeah.
So I think I will probably just bring it to the post office and hope for the best, hope it gets there, and there's no problem. But I didn't know if you guys have heard of anything else like this or if something changed.
Not that I'm aware of. I have no reports. I have no reports on my own of this. Curious, what is the item, by the way?
It's a Nike wrist or belt. It's used for football. It's something that they use to put their plays in.
Yeah. Do you ship a lot internationally?
Not a lot, but I'd say maybe a few a month, maybe 5 to 6 a month. Mm-hmm. And I've shipped to France before, and I've never had this issue before.
Have you ever used the global shipping program?
I don't, no.
Oh, okay. Have you ever tried it?
I haven't tried it. You know, I when I got back into eBay a little more heavily, I looked into it briefly. Years ago, I used to do a lot more with eBay, and I used to have a lot of problems shipping to specifically to Russia and different places people bought a lot of the items I was selling from. So I was hesitant to do it, and at first I started no international shipping, and then, you know, I read a lot of reviews, and
we only have about one more minute.
Down talk it,
Griff.
Yeah, but so I wouldn't go by reviews. I would go by tests, your own experience, and I would strongly advise you to try it. And because it's a lot easier, you wouldn't. It's definitely not the kind of hassle you'd be in today with the tracking number. I use it all the time for everything I sell, except fragrance. I don't make those available internationally. So I always recommend not going by hearsay or reviews, but actually trying it to see if it works. It's very successful on eBay. The number of transactions through Global Shipping Program increases, and the satisfaction the sellers have and buyers have is pretty high. So I'd give it a try. But no, I haven't heard anything about the numbers. This open phone segment was brought to you by BULQ Bulk. Coming up next, mistakes we've all made here on eBay Radio.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Imagine an e-commerce tool that lets you research, list, sell, and ship, all from one intuitive interface. That tool is 6-Bit Software. And here's a countdown of the top 5 cool things you can do with it. Number 5. Research. See how an item is listed on eBay or anywhere else with just a single click. Number 4. Inventory allocation. 6-Bit keeps track of items listed on multiple sites and automatically adjusts quantities. Number 3. Batch editing, so you can change hundreds of listings at once. Number 2. Custom fields that let you tailor 6-Bit to suit your business. And number 1. Customizable item entry, enabling you to list from a single one-page form. That's just 5 of the cool things you can do with 6-Bit. And you can try it for free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. Once again, that's 6bitsoftware.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.